He says, I know everything. I know everything. That's his strength. He knows everything. He knows and he sees everything. You have that kind of strength? I don't. I don't even know what I'm thinking at times. You ever find yourself in a wonderland thinking you didn't even know you were thinking that? And then you go, whoa. He said, you know that I'm strong. Now I can rely upon that strength. Mine I can't rely upon. I really cannot. You rely upon that, you're in trouble. He said, I'm the Redeemer. The Redeemer is strong. He said, I want you to know my name is Yahweh of hosts. I'm the host of this people. I host them. They're mine. And I'm going to host them into my house, my kingdom. He shall thoroughly plead their cause. He's going to avenge what you have done. What are you saying? He's going to plead their cause that he may give rest in the land and disquiet the inhabitants of Babylon. He's going to shut them out. He said, I'm going to shut this wicked mouth of this wicked Babylon. I'm going to shut her mouth. And you've got to know that I'm Yahweh. If I'm stronger than Babylon, stronger than America, stronger than Russia, Britain, China, all together. They don't measure up to nothing to me. Nothing at all. All the strength together, all the nuclear bombs can do nothing. I'm strong. I'm the Redeemer. I am the Redeemer. They're going to oppress us and do all kinds of things. Those things don't even trouble me. Because I know my Redeemer lives. Though the skin worms may eat my body, that's all right. It didn't eat Messiah's body. It did not see corruption. And that is my hope that body, because I am in him. Because the hope that he gave unto me, it is in me. That I may see the Father. I want to see him. I know this life is not going to be prolonged for all of us. One day we're going to cease to live. Well, I'm young, but that's all right. It's going to end. And that's the truth. I want to see my Redeemer. We better allow him to become real in our souls. In this hour, as never before, he must become real. His commandments must become real in our lives, that we obey them. We march, as Evangelist Horn said, like soldiers, just marching. Not marking time, just standing in place. No, not that kind. As the old saint said, we're marching on to Zion. That city, that place of Almighty Yahweh. We want to get into that ram whereby when he talks to us, we know it's him. That our ears will hear him. And we will know it's not our flesh. This world is saying, well, God is talking to me. Their God is talking to them. But Yahweh is not talking to them. He cannot talk to you unless you have an understanding, a desire, and a love for truth. It has to be more than a desire for truth. It has to be more than truth seeking. It has to be a love for truth. Because folks seek truth, and when it does not apply with them, they move that out and find a truth that they think applies to them. That's what truth seekers do, but truth lovers, they love the correction, the cutting, the tearing down, the chastening of the truth of Yahweh. That's what truth lovers love. Truth seekers, they want things to satisfy their flesh for the moment, but not truth lovers. We must be lovers of the truth. We must love the truth. Will it cut me? Love it. That's why they're telling him to find a whorehouse of your choice. They're seeking something to satisfy their flesh. You love truth, you're going to conform to truth. You're going to conform to truth. Those that are seeking truth, they're trying to find something to satisfy them. Now when you love it, when you love truth, it will cut you. Sure will. It will show you what you are. You'll get upset. You'll get mad at you. You get angry with you, but you will love truth because that's your help. That's your strength. That's your anointing. You say, that's all right, Father, but I still love you anyhow. You spank my backside, but I still love you. Tell me some more. I'm not way too thank you. Tell me some more. Just tell me. Keep telling me, Father. Keep telling me. That's what he will do. Just keep cleansing us and purging us. Yeah, our Redeemer, he is strong. And he lives. What's any stronger than that a body 3 days and three nights it got up? Is anything that you've seen on the earth that's any powerful than that? They've roared to the heavens. And yet there's nothing more powerful than that. They got telescopes that are hundreds of millions of miles away, and yet they're not even one scintilla closer to Yahweh than we are right here. Not one bit. As a matter of fact, we're closer. You're not going to see it with a telescope. Job said, when the skin worms eat this old flesh, then I know my eyes shall see him. He's strong. He's going to take a body, skin worms that's eaten, and he's going to change that thing into an incorruptible thing. That's strong to me. Now, I don't know about you, but that's strong to me. That's strong. He take a seed from a man and a seed from a woman, and he bring forth a little thing like that. Now, that's strong there. That's strong there. He take a seed from a bull and a seed from a calf and bring forth a calf. That's all right by me. That's all right. No, we can't do that. Only he can. We must understand that our Redeemer, he is strong. And he has a name. His name is Yahweh of hosts. He said, I got a name. Yes, sir. He said, I got a name. And I want you to know my name. It's a beautiful name. It's a precious name. It's a wonderful name. No other name like it. But Pastor Roberts, that's the New Testament. That's Old Covenant. We see what it says in the New Covenant. Scripture says in Luke chapter 1, verse 67. Luke 1. Scripture says in verse 67, and his father, Zechariah, was filled with the Holy Spirit, and he prophesied, saying, Luke 1:67. Now he spoke by the utterance of the Spirit of Yahweh. He says, blessed be Yahweh. That's what he says. For he is the father of Israel. I know what the King James and the KJV says, but that is what it says. Blessed be Yahweh. For he is the father of Israel. For he hath visited and redeemed his people. Look at this now. Our hope, and he hath raised up an horn, a strength of salvation for us in the house of his servant David. And he spake by his holy prophets, which have been since the world began. How has he redeemed us? That we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all them that truly hate us. And in the house of Israel, he has raised up a redemption. And Messiah is that redeeming power of Almighty Yahweh. And here was this one Yahkahana came to witness of this great mighty thing that Yahweh was doing in the house of Israel, that there should be a hope, and it should be a live hope, and that we can have confidence in it. Why? Because we will know who is doing the work here. And Yahweh did that work in that body. He did it. It is not you that worketh today's things, but it is him that is in you. You can't do right unless the Spirit of Yahweh is in you. That's why we have the troubles we have. That's why we fall. We get dirty. We get filthy. We stink. Our attitudes stink. Our personality. We stink. We get angry. We get mean. We get hostile. Don't tell me I'm the only one that does that. We do not intrigue each other. We don't really know how to love. We love more than just in words, but in deed, in honor, and preferring. We don't know how to do those things. The more I study this, the more I find out that I'm not going to make it unless Almighty Yahweh, unless he finished the work. He has to be my sufficiency. Because I am not sufficient. You may think you are, but I am not sufficient. I am not sufficient to do it. And I know that. And I'm so glad he has not left me alone. I'm glad that he has entrusted his Spirit in me, as long as I don't grieve it for the moment, because I will be in bad shape. Now you may find a better way or better path. I'm witness to what he says and to his truth. And so this profound prophecy unto the house of Israel, that Almighty Yahweh, he said, bless me. What it says in King's name, bless me God, bless me the Lord God, what, of Israel. See, bless be the Lord God, but bless be the Father of Israel. So we're talking about the mighty one. He said, bless him. That's what he did. He said, bless Almighty Yahweh. For I know he is the father of Israel. Why? Because he's going to redeem us. He is our redeemer. He knew what the prophets had said. He knew what Jeremiah had prophesied. He knew what Isaiah had prophesied. He did not speak with some crazy contorted spirit. Something that was in error according to prophecy. He spoke according to prophecy. He did not come with some other words. He spoke according to prophecy. How do you know? Look quickly here. First Kepha, First Peter. First Peter. Chapter 1, verse 18. Peter says here, for as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed, or the payment for you, that's what redeem is. He said, you were not redeemed with corruptible thing, as silver and gold. You believe that? And that's what this world is selling these folks today, isn't it? Silver and gold. That's what the body changers are selling. That's what these lying charlatan dogs are selling today. He said, from your vain conversation, received by tradition from your fathers. Our fathers' traditions are vain. The way that we were brought up in the Baptist, Methodist, Pentecostal, they were vain ways. There's only one way, and that's Yahweh's way. Listen to this now. He said, but we were redeemed, or the payment was, and that's what he's talking about, the payment. He said, this is the payment, but by the precious blood of Messiah. That's the payment right there. That's it. Not your mama, your dad, and they did not bring you into the light of the way. It was the blood that paid the price. It was not their prayers, the blood. By the blood, as a lamb without blemish, without any rebuke. There were no rebuke in him. The Father did not have to rebuke him. And he said, and without spot. He was not scummy or unclean. He was pure. Listen to this. Who verily was foreordained. Foreordained when? Before the foundation of the world. He was foreordained before even the world was made. But, was manifest in these last times for who? For you. For me. For me. For what reason? Listen, saints. Listen to verse 21. Who by him, Messiah, do believe in who? In who? Who by him we believe, but it says God. I know in the KJV, he said, but it says that who by him, who by now, by Messiah, we do now believe in Yahweh. See, we didn't believe in Yahweh. The world doesn't believe in the Father today. Why we believe in him? That raise him up from the dead and gave him honor, semicolon. Is there a semicolon there? Semicolon. For what reason did he give him honor? That your faith and your hope might be in your way. That your faith and your hope might be in God is what the King James says. But that your faith and hope may be in him. That's why he raised them up. Is that hard to understand? That your faith and hope may be in the Father. That's why he raised them up. And this religious whore, this well-favored whore, has replaced Messiah with what they call the statues of St. Peter. That's what it's done. With all these pagan idols. That's what it's done. This Catholic Jezebel. With the aberrations. With Mary. No, our faith and hope in Yahweh is through Messiah. It's not through Mary, but through Yahshua. That's who it's through. Now, we don't deny Mary. We don't deny the work that Yahweh did in that body. But without the work done in that body, the work in her body means nothing. It has no significance. It doesn't mean a nickel worth of dog meat. He did not come to draw us to Mary. He came to draw us unto the Father. He did not raise up Yahuwah to draw us unto Mary, but to draw us unto the hope. And that hope was in Messiah, for he is the hope and the faith of Yahweh. That's what he is. The simple truth. Your common truth. that we forget and turn our hearts away from it. We forget this kind of simple stuff. But it's meat to your soul, saints. This is the meat we need today. It's a refreshing drink offering for your soul. It revives your soul. So that's why he came. That's why he raised him up. And that's why he gave him honor. That our faith and our hope might be in Yahweh. The Messiah gives us that strength, and our faith and our hope is in the Father. Is in the Father. For we can't honor the Father without honoring Messiah. You can't do it. And if you honor Messiah, you must honor the Father. If you look at every epistle in the text, in the New Covenant, you all will always honor the Father and the Son. He did it in every writing. Every last one of them. If we would just take time and read and study and see what Scripture says. Well, Pastor Roberts, that's not enough. I want to turn farther. Go to Galatians chapter 4, verse 1. Galatians chapter 4, verse 1. Scripture says, now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differeth not from a servant. What he was saying, that as long as one is childish and immature, they're no different than a bond person or a slave. They're no different than them. And as long as we are like little children, the only thing we can receive is milk. We need to come to full age whereby we can eat the meat. So all said, I desire to feed you with meat, but you're just not ready. Why? Because you're carnal. You're fleshly. And so you're not ready for it. He says, though he be a ruler, now he be the mighty one of all, although he rules over all, although he has the power to rule and the anointing from the Father, he said, but is under tutor or stewardship or steward and governors until the time appointed of the Father. Verse 3. Even so we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. Were we not? Yes. We're not in bondage under the elements of the world. We were all in bondage. Religious traditions and principles and religious practices. We're all under those things brought us under bondage. We even have the liberty to seek Yahweh. Set our hearts on His truth. Because tradition prevented us from doing that. He says, I want to tell you something, but when the fullness of time was come, Yahweh sent forth His Son, made of a woman and subject or made under the law. That's what it says. For what purpose? He sent forth His Son, comma there, isn't it? Made under the law. Is that a comma there? Is there a comma? Continuation. To redeem them that were under the law. Under the penalty of death of the law. What a man sin. He died in the mouth of two or three witnesses. He says that we might receive the adoption of son. And because ye are sons, only because we're sons, Yahweh has sent forth His Spirit. Sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your heart, crying, Abba, Father. The Spirit of the Son cries, Abba, Father. Saints, listen to me. Something is wrong if we don't cry, Abba, Father. We don't cry to our Father. That's the Spirit of the Son. You say you know the Son and you don't have that Spirit. You're a flat out pervert. You're a child of hell. That's what you are. You're a deceived liar on your way to hell. You take a little time to study Scriptures. Instead of spending so much time in flesh, you'll find that there are plenty of nuggets here that are so simple that even a thing like David Roberts can understand. Now that's the Spirit of the Son. Not this crazy mess. That's not the Spirit of the Son. It cries, Abba, my daddy. I love you, Father. Bless you. I love you. I bless you. Oh, that's what it cries. Not this trust they call the Spirit of the Son. The Spirit of the Son cries, Abba, my daddy, I know you. And it's nothing like knowing your daddy. Well, Victoria may give me a hug when she gives daddy a hug. She knows Pastor Robert, she knows daddy. She loves Pastor Robert, she loves daddy. You understand? Nothing like a daddy. And that's why you always said the spirit of his son, because the son, only in that spirit was the father fully known. And you want him to be fully known to you. And so he says for the spirit of his son in our hearts that we say, I know you, daddy. I know you. I know you, papa. And I'm glad that I know you. Not this religious, traditionalized trash. It's not the spirit of the son. And that's the truth. That is the truth. Verse 7, he says, wherefore, you are no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of who? How? Through now. Through. So you got to come through him. You got to come through Messiah to get to the Father. As the old saints said, old song, you must come in at the door. He is the door to the Father. You must. You must. That is the hope of getting to the Father. You're not going to come to him by some spiritualism, by some gathering in some whorehouse. You're not. It must be the revealed truth of the Son. And the Son came to make known the Father and the power of our Father. He wants us to know that he is the Redeemer. And I give you assurance that if he says he's going to redeem you, deliver you, make you free from the bondage of hell and sin, I lay my life down for that. Because I know it's the truth. I lay it down. Why do you do that? Because I know he can pick it up again. He can do that. And to show you that he lives, he's going to lay me in the grave for 3 days. And he's going to say, get up, and I'm going to get up. And then I'll come back and let you know that I'm up. And I want you to touch me, Thomas. You doubting ones, touch me, see. And you will know that this is the work of Yahweh. You will know it. And it's not my work at all. Scripture says in Titus, quickly, Titus chapter 2, verse 12. There is so much to preach and to teach on the subject. And I don't know, I may continue in this because it's good stuff. Titus chapter 2, verse 11. Every religious whorehouse in America quote this, Titus 2 and 11. Titus chapter 2, verse 11. I want to read this. It says, for the love of Yahweh that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men. See, it's just his love has appeared unto us. And it teaching us that denying those things that are unholy and unclean, and denying the worldly lusts, that we should live soberly, righteously, and holy in this present world. When you begin to deny those things, you can live this way. The only reason we can't live this way is because we don't deny those things. He says, looking, and this is what we're looking at. He says, looking for that blessed hope and the mighty appearance of the great mighty Yahweh and our Savior, Yeshua HaMashiach, who did what? Who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. He says, these things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise you. That Messiah gave of himself without any resistance to the command of Yahweh, that he may procure unto himself. He said unto the Father, all that you have given unto me, those that you have placed in my hand for this power of redemption to prevail in their lives, I've not lost one. That's why he didn't pray for the world. He prayed for those that the Father had gave him. And he said, you have kept them through thy name, Father. That is how we are kept, through the name of the Father. That's why this religious whore today, folks, that they use the word, I'm saved, I'm sanctified, I'm set free, and they are in great bondage. They are lustful, they are wicked, they are bound, they lie, they cheat, they steal, they're corrupt. That is not the spirit of Yahweh. You cannot have the Spirit of Yahweh when you will do that with willing intent and you do it with purpose and you know you're stealing. It is flat out wrong. It is not of Yahweh. It is not the purpose of Yahweh. You commit adultery. You commit sexual sins. They are wrong. You covet the wicked. You honor the wicked more than the righteous. It's wrong. We have opportunity to do good unto all men, but Yahweh prefers that. He said, especially to the saints, though that are gathered in my house, you love them with a fervor of love. That's why Messiah said, I pray not for the world. I pray for them, Father, that you keep them from the world in this great hour of temptation. He didn't pray for the world. He is not the mediator for the world. He is our mediator. He is not the mediator for the world. He doesn't sit there and see this wicked, the wicked ways of the world grotesquely just rebelling against him with purpose of heart. Their heart is purpose to do that. And he say, Father, forgive old David. He's a good boy. And help him out. That's not how he does it. He doesn't do that. He doesn't do that. That's why my pattern of prayer is like his. He did not pray, Father, save this one and save that. Yahweh from the foundation ordained those that were his. And all your praying is not going to get one thing at all. You can say what you will. I don't care what you say. It is not going to save one at all. I want to read a few verses before I close, because I do want to anoint you all with oil today. Yahweh put that in my heart to do that, to anoint the house. It says this, listen to this, back to Luke chapter 2, verse 36. Scripture says, and there was one Anna, she was a prophetess. Luke 2:36. Scripture calls her a prophetess. She was not a prophet. She spoke by utterance of the Spirit. She foretold, and she was a foreteller of those things that Yahweh had imparted into her by His Spirit. She was not one that took authority over Israel or the house of Yahweh. She literally served. She was there to pray, fast. She lived there at the house of Yahweh. And that's where we ought to live. If He lives in us, why would not we want to live with Him? I'd rather live with Him than to live with sin and lies and corruption. Hatred. She was a prophet, as Scripture says. She was the daughter of Phinehas of the tribe of Asher. She was not of the tribe of Yehuda. She was a tribe of Asher, what Scripture says. And she was of great age. And she had lived with a husband 7 years from her virginity. Just 7 years. And she was a widow about 84 years. Precious daughter Zion. She was a widow. She lost a husband and she set her heart to please Yahweh. Now that is what widows should do today. Set their minds on things that are of Yahweh. When a widow became wanton, she began to wax wanton against Yahweh. She began to wax sexually desires. She wants sex. That's all it is. She began to turn against Him. This woman had a love for Yahweh. She served the house of Yahweh. I know folks don't want to hear that, but that's the truth. Yahweh is not going to, He can't use one today where your mind is spit on the things of the world and you trying to grasp the spiritual things. She was a widow for 84 years, which departed not from the house of Yahweh, but served Yahweh with fasting and praying day and night. Every day she served Yahweh, day on day fasting. Standing before Yahweh. Why? Because she was waiting for that sure hope that redemption was given unto the house of Israel. Today they wait on something to satisfy their wicked flesh. They're not looking at the things of Yahweh. So she had to be there to hear what Yahweh said. Folks don't hear Him today. Scripture says, and she coming in that instant, she gave thanks likewise unto Yahweh. Isn't that amazing? It says in the King James, what she gave thanks to God, if anyone has one. Who has a King James? It says she gave thanks to who? God. To the Lord?
to the Lord. No, she gave thanks to Yahweh. Something is wrong, saints, in Yahweh's house. You don't give thanks to Him. Something is wrong. She gave thanks to Yahweh. I bless you, Yahweh. She didn't say, I bless you, Lord. That's a pagan lie. She said, I bless you, Yahweh. She gave thanks to Yahweh. She gave thanks to Yahweh. She gave thanks to Yahweh. Why? And she spoke of Him to them that looked for the redemption of Israel, of Jerusalem. And she spoke of Him to all that looked for redemption of Israel. She says, He's here. He's here. For we have redemption in Jerusalem. He is alive. And when they had performed all things according to the law of Yahweh, and we must perform all things according to the law, they returned unto Galilee to their own city of Nazareth. The scripture says, and the child grew, and he was strong in the flesh, in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the love of Yahweh was upon him. Had to be the love of someone upon him. They say his love was upon him. Say, but the love of Yahweh was upon him. He waxed strong. That's the strength of a nation today. That's the love of Yahweh. Love to do what he says. Husbands and wives, I speak to all of us. When you desire and love to do what he says, you will find strength in every aspect of your life. When you love to do what he commands you to do, wives, you will find strength. I don't care what the husband does. When you do what Yahweh tells you to do, you will find a mighty strength. You widows, when you do what Yahweh tells you, you will find a mighty strength. It's only when you don't do what he tells you. Anna is a pattern for all widows. 7 years, she was a young woman. And she spent all those years serving Yahweh. All those years. And today you can't find them that delight in that today. Because they don't know their Redeemer. I know that my Redeemer lives. I want to close here from Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 1. I did not notice that order of these scriptures. They're basically in the first chapter. It's chapter 2. I've read today. I never just consciously. I said to Deacon Benny yesterday, I shut down in the house because Yahweh had parted this word into my heart, and I just began to study. I just wanted to see what Scripture said. I knew what Scripture said in the sense that I knew what was in Scripture, but I did not know the fullness of Scripture. We read something today, and then tomorrow we forget it. When the fullness of time was come, see, we need for the fullness of the, or the power, the fullness of the world, to word of Yahweh to manifest in us. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. You all says, blessed be Yahweh. Now that is who he blessed. He said, first of all, I want to bless Yahweh. And Father of Yahshua HaMashiach, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Messiah. I want to thank you, Father, that you blessed us with these spiritual revelations because we trust in the hope of Messiah. And we can elevate ourselves above these natural carnal realms. He said, according as he hath chosen us in him, Yahweh has, before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Now, Messiah was blameless. Now, that's what he tells us. We should be blameless. He chose us before the foundation of the world, saints. Now, this is the way we should function before him. Having predestinated us unto the adoption now of children. Yahweh planned this, okay? The Father planned this, but he had a plan to work with. Well, how does that adoption come? By Yahshua HaMashiach. To who?
Himself.
To who?
Himself.
To who?
Himself.
He adopted us unto himself, saints. According to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise and to the honor of his love kindness, wherein he has made us accepted in his beloved. He accepted us in Messiah.
He's not going to set me outside of Messiah. He says, in whom? In Messiah. We have redemption, an act of redeeming. The price paid. Through his blood, the forgiveness of sin, according to the riches of Almighty Yahweh's love. So we have redemption through Messiah. For Yahweh has sent him and commanded him that he may redeem us unto Yahweh for Yahweh's good pleasure and his purpose. I close with this last verse of scriptures. Psalms, listen. I'll read it to you. It says, he sent redemption unto his people. He hath commanded his covenant forever. Holy and reverence is his name. Psalms 111, verse 9. His name is holy. His name is a name of reverence. Holy. Not only is his name holy now. His name is a name of reverence. Holy and reverence is his name. And that's the way it reads in the text. He sent redemption unto his people. And he has through Messiah. That his name is so holy that the hope was in that body. To give honor and reverence unto his name. He has not changed. And he said his covenant is forever. And this covenant he has established with us, it is forever. Bless the name of Yahweh forevermore. For it is a mighty name. And I thank him. I bless him for his truth. For he is our Redeemer. I thank him. Messiah is that hope and the assurance. That's all right by me, saints. And that's when Anna saw that. She says, I'm ready now. That's why when Simeon saw that, he said, I'm ready to die. I know it's real now. There's nothing else to live for. Nothing else. And that's the way Yahweh wants our lives to be. There's nothing to live for but for him. May he give you strength and peace and anoint your hearts with his love. Brother Pat, come on and pray for me. I want you to come. Start from the back like we do with our communion service and things like that. And just please. I want to anoint you all with oil. I just want to lay hands on you and anoint you. Come. So come on, take it in. Let us come. Yahweh bless you all.
my shawl today. If there's anything I want to, I want to be real. I don't want to be false. I mean that. I don't want to be false, saints. And I don't want to do wrong by the people. I don't. Because I know I will stand in judgment before the Father. I want to do right. I want to have to put a right spirit in my heart to do right. That's what I want. I want to do right, Father. I don't want to do wrong. Do right. I want to preach His truth right without compromising. Even to the losing of this life. That's what I want to do as saints. I want to do all things righteously and right before Him. Because I know that this body, this earthly tabernacle is going to be dissolved. And it's all going to come to an end. It may not seem like it. But we're going to all leave this earth, saints. And each of us are close to that time. And we all are close to death. Every last one of us. The young ones, the ones that are not even birthed, as soon as life entered into them in this world, death begins to work. And so we're closer to that time than ever before. And I want to be right. And if there's an excellent walk that He wants us to walk in, I want to know that walk, because there's a battle that our forefathers did not have, that this generation is going to have. Well, you see that in the lifestyle, the way people do things, the living is different. The spirits that you have to contend with is different. Even when I was a young boy, what they're dealing with is different than when I was a boy. The anatomy of young women, the attributes of young men, totally different when I was a young boy. The anatomy of young girls, they're not even grown until they began 16 and sometimes 17. They didn't even understand those kinds of things. They really didn't. And that's the truth. Very few. And now 8, 9, 10, 12 years old, young girls now, their anatomies are full. That's the truth. 15, 16 year old boys, they have beards today. Hair on their faces. It was just an amazing thing when you got a little hair when I was coming up 15 years old. Even on our body parts, it was an amazing thing just to get a little hair. It was. And so the whole scenario of life has changed. Everything. It's not like it was. It isn't. And the spirits today, they're very vicious. They're very powerful beings today. And we're going to need the sword. You're going to have a weapon in this hour. You're not going to get it. Crying is good. But when a man is in battle, he can't be crying. You can't send those soldiers over there in Iraq and they're crying, talking about they want mama, they want daddy, they want some cookies. They miss home cooking. That's not a soldier. You can't do that. This is a battle we're in. You can't be crying and weeping. That's the time to pray and that's the time to get up and fight. Time to fast and that's time to be full. Time to be full and the time to be empty. It's a real battle. And you're not going to get by on this in this battle. Have caught, saint. You're going to need the whole armament of Almighty Yahweh, because you're going to lose. We're going to lose. That's just it. There's no doubt about it. He brought them all out of Israel. But yet, He killed many in the wilderness because of their disobedience, their rebelliousness against Him. Yahweh did that. And He has not changed. He is the same today. He tells us not to be given to much foolishness, but given to the pleasure of our flesh and sin. Why die ye before your time? And many are dying because of the foolishness and the folly, frivolity. He doesn't want us to die, saints. He wants us to live. He wants us to live. And the difficulties of tomorrow, we can face them because Messiah lives in us, that we can face those trials. May Yahweh bless you, give you strength. Be encouraged, saints. I am. May He bless you. Father, go with your people. Give us all strength as we journey this day. Give us rest from the Shabbat, touch the saints. Throughout the world, we pray in Messiah's name. Yahweh bless you.